we have now to scale up diagnostics, that screening and testing for hepatitis, and then also introduce treatment programs. Not many countries had actually scaled up treatment for viral hepatitis, but this is a strategy that is also going to be scaled up in countries, we believe, in the next 5 years. Prevention is really the cornerstone, and with vaccination we go along the way. But in this case, we are also now adding the screening, testing, and treatment bit, which has been largely lacking in all the country response. Very few countries actually have what you'd call viral hepatitis prevention and control programs, or even plans or funding for the prevention and control of viral hepatitis. That is something we are going to be promoting in the next 5 years. We want all countries to have national strategies which can be used as tools for advocacy and resource mobilization.
And which countries in particular in West Africa and Central Africa are mostly affected?
The little information that we have through current estimates, either through systematic review of existing data, all countries, especially in West and Central Africa, are affected. But in the past 1 year, some countries have gone ahead to conduct national population-based surveys. Hepatitis C is also very high. Benin is saying 9%, Burkina Faso 5.6%, DRC 2%, and Burundi and Cameroon also have very high figures, and these are in Central Africa. But I must also say, East and Southern Africa are also not spared.